You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Empire.
Hello and welcome to my podcast. Do me a favor, subscribe to the John Comm Report wherever you get your podcast. If you're watching on YouTube, hit that like button, hit that subscribe button. You can find us there as part of Empire Media, A-M-P-I-R-E. Always much appreciated when you tune in. And don't forget, you can always read my work on ESPN.com. In a minute, I'll be joined by Washington Commander Safety, Jeremy Reeves. This is a guy I've long wanted to have on this podcast because I think his story is very interesting to tell, and just the path he's had to travel to get to this point, a lot of things he's had to overcome now, including an injury. But to me, it's what separates him and why he's in the NFL at this point is because the mindset and the approach he took to traveling his journey. So that's why, like I said, a lot of wisdom here. And so I just want to bring him on because I just enjoy talking to him. I think you're going to enjoy listening to what he has to say. So I'll get to that in a minute. And then also, I'm going to be back the next several days and leading into next week with free agency because it starts on March 13th. And speaking of which, Jeremy will be a free agent. However, I do believe he will be back. Now, when that happens, I don't know, but I do believe he will be back. And I do ask him about that. As far as the team goes, I do not expect them to make the big splash signings that people hope or think they might make because of the salary cap space they have. I do expect them to be active. And so by active, it could mean a lot of, the secondary type players, but just, a lot of get somebody here described like get a lot of good solid players because they do need to fill more than a few holes, especially along in the starting lineup. So that's what I'm expecting, but we'll get into that more as free agency draws even closer, like Thursday and Friday. I'll be talking about this too. So, but before we get to that point, here's my conversation with Washington Commander Safety, Jeremy Reeves.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time, the Roast of Tom Brady, a Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for the Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Trades, free agents, quarterbacks, and all kinds of adventures await the Commanders this offseason. Looking for an adventure of your own? The Adventure Park at Sandy Spring has you covered. The country's largest ropes course and zipline park, located in Montgomery County, Maryland, is now open. Named Best Amusement Park and Climbing Destination in the DMV 2 years in a row, the Adventure Park at Sandy Spring is perfect for birthdays, corporate outings, groups, and families. With challenges anywhere from beginner to expert, there is something for all skill levels. Anytime you're thinking about reaching new heights, make sure you know before you go. The Adventure Park at Sandy Spring is the only ACCT accredited park in Maryland or Virginia. Staying on the ground, give axe throwing a try. You can throw at traditional targets or play any number of interactive games. You can even upload your own image. So there you have it, folks. Climbing, ziplining, axes, food, and bonfires right in your backyard. Reserve your adventure today at www.theadventurepark.com/kind. That's www.theadventurepark.com/kind. Well, first, Jeremy, it's good to see you. And let's get an update first on your health. How are you feeling?
Good to see you too, my man. I think the last time I saw you actually was the exit meetings after the end of the season. I flew back up for it. But health is great, man. I'm probably at the the six and a half month mark, like physically, but I'm only probably about 4 months out of surgery, really. Really, honestly, it's like three because I was non-weight bearing for a month. So this is really like the third month, and I'm probably, my body's at like the 6 month mark. I'm running, I'm cutting, I'm doing all my normal Revo stuff. So I feel great, you know, just getting back to it.
So what's the timetable then for you? For what did they tell you about for the timetable for your for return to full duty, full activity, and all that?
So like, it, as terrible as it was that I got hurt, it was unfortunate it was that I got hurt. You know, like the timing of it was probably the best time it could have happened. You know, in October that's happening, and then you know, so it'll put me the 9 month mark. Was usually after ACL tear, depending on like, this is just like the baseline. Obviously everybody's body's different. Some guys come back in six, some come not seven. The 9 month mark is when they usually let people go back to full play, right? That'll be July. So that'll be for me, that'll be right when we come back for camp. So it was, it's as crappy as it was that it happened, it was like, it set me up where I have enough time to where I don't feel like I have to rush back. But at the same time, like, it'll put me at the right due date. So I think I'll be back well before that, honestly, just me knowing myself and everything. So and where I'm at. So that's pretty much the
how timetable. Tough is it to enter free agency coming off that injury?
You know, heck, this is my first free agency, really. So I'm kind of learning as I'm going, but honestly, though, it's not because as I've learned in this process that I've been in here, you know, the last couple months that, like I said, the timing of my injury, you know, 6 months puts me in April. That's when we report back. Mm-hmm. So pretty much in April, I'll be able to do everything but non-contact. I'll be able to do everything but contact drills, which we don't do contact in OTAs anyway. So it's like it didn't really set me back much because of when it happened and, you know, really how my body responded to everything. But at the same time, you know, there's going to be that niche of like, oh, like he got hurt last year. You know, we don't know if he's going to come back the same guy. You know, there's that. That's obviously going to be said and thought, which is fine. You know, I think if anybody knows, I think you guys know.
Yes.
Off of a setback, how I come back off of that. So, you know, it's been interesting to see, you know, and hear and talk with my agent how, you know, this process has been. And it's honestly been, it's been really good. You know, we've heard nothing but positive things. So that's encouraging.
So obviously, you know, you have a lot of fans here in the, of this team.
Right.
What do you think about, I mean, I know like there's been some dialogue at least. So what do you think about returning here?
I told you guys when I left, you know, I kind of, I feel like I started my career in Philly, right? You know, that's where I came out of college. But everything I built's been in Washington. You know, how I've kind of went through my trials and had to fight and get back up, get knocked down again. And everything's been in Washington, you know? So, like, I've built something for myself there that, you know, it's hard to just up and leave that, you know? Like, that plays a role. And, you know, that's kind of where I've, you know, made home. That's where I've made my home. And so the dialogue's been great. You know, I got the chance to, you know, chat with, you know, AP. He told me to call him AP and DQ. So I got a chance to talk with AP and DQ, and we talked for a while, you know, and it was just like, it was very constructive conversation. You know, they reached out and, you know, they told me the emphasis of, you know, how much they like me. And, you know, I reiterated them, you know, how much I wanted to be a part of it, you know. And so the conversation went great. You know, I'm excited about it. And, you know, like I said, like, we'll see. I'm letting my agent handle all that stuff. And he gets back to me and we'll go from there.
But I will say, Jeremy, if they're letting you say, call them AP and DQ, that's right. A pretty good sign.
Right. Well, I will give them a big shout out. Cause you know, they got on the phone. They're like, hey, we heard your name is Revo, you know? So like they, you know, they did their research too and everything. So, That was pretty cool. You know, I've never been in a situation, you know, this is my first time being in a situation, honestly, where like, I really felt like I was like, honestly wanted, because the whole time I was really fighting just to get there. Right. Like I was fighting just to get to the point And then, you know, for a new GM and a new head coach to come on and take the time to call me, you know, that says a lot, you know, about, you know, them and also, you know, kind of the work that I've put in, what I've done to get to this point. So, you know, that spoke volumes to me. You know, I was very impressed with them, and, you know, they're genuine, solid people, I can tell.
And, you know, it's funny because after Dan Quinn was hired, I think shortly within a week or so, you tweeted out something about how, like, you were pretty excited about some of these moves. Why is that? Because, like, that was before I'm guessing that was before they talked to you.
You know, obviously, like, everybody in the league talks, right? You know, right. So, like, we all have buddies on different teams, and, you know, they played on, you know, with these guys before. So, you know, you ask, you know, I'm going to free agency, but like I said, you know, like, I would like to get something done in Washington. So, you know, I asked guys around the league, and, you know, they had nothing but positive things to say about all of them. You know, everybody that's been bought in has been nothing but positive, you know. And so for a guy, you know, that at the end of the day, I just want to win, you know, like, I want to win. I want to be a part of, like, a winning culture where, you know, that's expected, not just like we want that, that's expected. And, you know, these dudes are the real deal when it comes to that, man. Like, they're straight shooters. You know, they shot it to me straight when we did have the conversation on the phone. We talked for about 20, 30 minutes. They shot it to me straight, you know, and at the end of the day, as a player, like, that's what you appreciate the most is just, like, you know, straight shooters, you know, and dudes that, you know, they appreciate hard work. You know, they one of the things they pointed out was, like, they knew my journey. They knew everything that I've been through, and they've seen how I've had to battle my ass off and where I've gotten to this point, you know. And they like, you're a dog, and we want dogs. And so, you know, that was my type of language. And hearing, you know, defensive coordinator, you know, Joe Witt talk, you know, how he was talking about that kind of football, you know, that, like, that was talking straight to me. I was like, I was in it.
I'm guessing you have, like, it's almost like you have pads on behind you. You want to put them on right now.
Listen, I'm getting ready to play. I've been, you know, the hardest part about this is being, you know, I left DC in November to start my PT because I was ready to get to it as soon as I could. You know, the hardest part about it was, like, you know, being sat down and having, you know, to just watch everything from the side and not being able to do, like, anything, you know, like, and it was frustrating. It was hard. And it's honestly probably the most humbling experience that I've had, you know, coming out the year I had before where I was just on Kyle 9. And then you get knocked right back down and just having to see all of this. You know, I've missed genuinely, just like I tweeted the other day, it's like, I want an iPad and I want to just be able to just watch football. And, like, it feels good to just get on an interview with you and talk about football. Like, I feel like I haven't done this in a year, you know, and, like, I'm excited. Like, I'm genuinely, I feel like a kid putting on the pads for the first time, you know, and this is it's very exciting.
You know, it's funny too, because one of the things, and I always tell people, like, you're probably one of the best locker room guys, like, just in that locker room. And I always laugh, like,
appreciate that.
I always tell people, if there's one other player in there, Jeremy will still be in there. Cause it just seems like you like being in that atmosphere. And, like, yeah. And it's like, and not some people, you know, some people get in and out. Right.
Right.
Why is it like, why is it so important to you to, I mean, again, you are a presence in there, but you're also, seem to really like being in there around the other guys. And it might be silly to say that, but not everybody's like that.
Nah, I mean, 100%. You know, I had our ODB coach, Chris Harris, used to say something all the time. You know, he was like, you get to play a King's game, or you get to play a child's game for a King's ransom. Put the money aside. Like, damn the money. Like, yes, it's great. That's how I survived. But at the end of the day, like, this is the same game I've been playing since I was 5, you know. And, like, in reality, the best moments that I've had in my life have been in the locker room, you know. You know, all the accomplishments and everything that I've been able to accomplish in, you know, football throughout my life, you know, I think the thing that I'll take away from it when it's all said and done is, like, just the relationships you build in the locker room. You know, like, you sit there and you get to talk with your boys before, you know, practice or meetings. And it's not just about ball. It's about life. You know, I've grown as a man just being around, you know, these guys and being able to talk, you know, life. And that's the best part about it, honestly, is just, you know, you build those relationships with people and, you know, it's at the end of the day, like, you get to go out there and you get to compete. I think if you put anybody in my shoes, you know, they would love what I did, you know? And so I wake up every day, just, I'm thankful, you know, because also I know what it took for me to get here. You know, I had to crouch and crawl and, you know, freaking fight my way to where I got. you know, every year, every day. It wasn't really like it was a yearly thing. It was like every day I was waking up like, am I gonna have a job tomorrow, right? So like the approach to it was different. It's just like you got to make every day count. Every day has got to mean something to you, and it has, you know. And so like to get to this point where I'm at, I think the hardest part about me getting hurt last year was not being in a locker room and not being with the guys. That was the biggest thing for me. It's just like I wanted to be around football so bad, but at the same time, like I had to take care of myself, and that was like a battle.
And that's why I asked, because then I seriously, there aren't a lot of guys over the years who I think enjoy being in there as much as you have. And, you know, even if it's just playing cornhole.
Right. You
know, yeah. Doing things like that. Like people don't realize like how much a part of the locker room, that culture that can be, like little things like that.
Right. And you know, it's always something that, you know, when I came into the league, I said that when I came into anything, period, college, when I went to South Alabama, right, it was a very fairly new program. I always told myself, you know, with this whole transfer portal thing and how kids, I was like, I want to leave something better than I found it, you know, period. If I can do that, then I did my job, right? And so my approach to college and then professional is like, I want to leave something better than when I found it. So when I leave and I come back one day and I bring my family here, it's like, hey, like, you know, I was fortunate enough and I was blessed enough to be a part of this. Like, I got to see what it became. Like, I look at my university now and like, you know, what it's become. They got a new on-campus stadium and an indoor. And it's like, you know, I go back and I see my pictures on the wall and it's like, it's cool. Yeah, the accomplishments and everything. But the big part about it is like, we help build something, right? And like, that's the beautiful part of it. It's like, it might not directly affect me. You know, I might not see the fruits of the labor, but if the next guys can behind me, then like, that's what it's about at the end of the day.
You know, and the other thing is too, and you've said this and you kind of alluded to it earlier, you're used to more climbing to get to the mountaintop than actually being at the mountaintop.
Yeah.
I mean, like do you ever wonder, like, I think you're built that way, right? It's a mentality, but do you ever wonder like, hey, can I have just 5 minutes up here? Do you like that journey that much that it's like, it's not going to bother me?
You know, I've been saying process over product since I was probably like 15 years old. And you know, I at the time, I'm not going to lie, as a 15-year-old kid, I didn't really get it. Until I got to be an adult and I got to really understand what the process meant, right? It's like, for me personally, I love, like, this, for me, the knee thing, as crazy as this sounds, like, it's going to sound wild because nobody wants to get injured, right? And I didn't want to get injured. But at the same time, like, it gave me that hunger, like, that real, like, get back to the basics hunger, right? Of just having to learn how to walk again, having to learn how to run again, having to learn how to cut again, right? It took it back to like the fundamentals of like when I was a child, right? And so everything about that process has been beautiful because it's really showed me just the appreciation of like, man, you get to put your feet on the ground and walk. Somebody didn't get to do this today, you know, like it's a blessing. Every day is a blessing. So as far as that, I've always loved that. I've always been that way, you know, like I've always just liking to go, like I grew up like that. My father was, he instilled that in me. He was a big, you know, power lifter back in the day. And I guess got to saw how he went through his process of that. And, you know, I've enjoyed just my own process and my own way of having to just fight, you know, because it just makes the journey that much sweeter when you finally do get to the cusp, you know, and you get to that point where you like, you look back. I look back now sometimes to like 2019 and 20, where I'm like, damn, like I went through all this. I'm like, there's not a lot of guys that stay on the practice squad for three, four years, like it doesn't happen, but I just kept battling, right? And I kept, when I had to show up, I showed up, you know, and I kept doing it over and over and over again. And then, you know, I always say the work always pays you back, you know? So it was, it's always been a part of me, you know, I've loved it. And, you know, being at the top has been, you know, it was very surreal for me, but, you know, I feel, it's weird as this sounds, like I feel comfortable having to go get it again.
But if you embrace process, it's not daunting for you, right? I mean,
right. No, it becomes the everyday routine. Like, right. It's like every year before, like we start training camp, I'll write down what I want to do through the year for the year. Right. The reality of it is like, it might not come to fruition that year, but like, if you got this process in your mind of how you want to get it done, at some point it's going to come through for you. Like you saw in 20, last year when I went to the Pro Bowl. You know, I said that in 2019, right? I said I was going to go to the Pro Bowl in 2019, right? That's years later where it finally happened, but I went through my entire process to get to that point. So now it's just a different process, right? It's like I'm going to show everybody that I'm going to be a better player now before – all right. Now than when I got hurt, you know, before, you know, I'm going to come back stronger from that. I'm going to check off these goals. And then when that happens, it happens, you know, and I'm going to keep busting my ass to it. But it's never daunting because if it's a part of you, then it's routine for you, right? Getting up and working your ass off every day just becomes a part of who you are.
When you write down in 2019 Pro Bowl, what is there any part of you that said, you know, like, what leads you to say that? And because, like, I appreciate that. I think that's the best way to go, right? But someone else might be like, why would you put that at that time? Because at that time, you're still fighting for a roster spot.
Nobody knows who I am at this time. Nobody, right? Like, you guys know because, you know, I pop up and play here and there. But, like, outside of that, like, nobody really knows me, you know? But at that time, that's what I believed, you know? Like, I knew who I was before really anybody else did, right? And if you don't believe in yourself, like, nobody else will at the end of the day, like, in your job, right? If you didn't believe that if you were going to be one of the best at what you did, like, you weren't going to be it, and nobody was going to believe it, right? So I used to say it all the time, right? And people didn't believe it. They're like, oh, man, like, you a practice squad guy. Like, you didn't get drafted. Like, what are you talking about? Like, you got to get through this. You got to make that team first. You know, and I'm just telling people, like, I'm doing interviews. I'm like, yeah, I'm going to be in the Pro Bowl. And I believe that about myself. I knew the caliber of player I was. You know, I've always been this guy. You know, this is always who I've been. I've always been a great football player. You know, I just needed a chance. You know, and when I got a chance, that's what happened. So it's just how I, you know, viewed myself and how I believed in myself.
You know, it's funny too, because one of the things always when you're not a big guy, right? Mm-hmm. And you know that that was going to be held against you. But when they keep bringing you back, you also know there's something that they're seeing. They're seeing it, right? It's just a matter of time, right?
Right. And I say this to, you know, young guys all the time. It's like, you got to pay your dues to the game. Whatever that may be. Sometimes that might be watching from the side. Sometimes that might be teaching the next guy who actually is playing, right? Like, the year Cam got there, I didn't play a lot until the end of that year. But I remember just that year, like, me giving Cam nuggets about, oh, this is what I'm seeing, or I'm seeing that, or, like, this is in this formation, this is what you might get, so you can play aggressive to that, right? That was my dues to the game. And I had done that pretty much my entire career, for honestly. Like, I remember when Chase was playing with us, you know, and, like, I would be watching from home during the games. Like, I would text him after the game and be like, hey, I saw this during the game. Like, this is what we could have, like, this is what you might have could have done. And, you know, I just did those nuggets throughout the year, but at the same time, like, I'm helping other people, like, I'm helping myself at the same time. It's been a wild journey, honestly, because it's like, in hindsight, looking at it, like, I didn't really, you know, that's just some who I am. Like, I'm gonna try to help the next person, but at the same time, like, you're helping yourself too. So when you pay your dues to the game, the game always pays you back, right? It always will. Like, what you put in, you're gonna get out of it. That's, everybody says it. But it's a true statement. You can look at, you know, my life and, you know, how I've had to approach it. Because, like you said, like, me getting cut all those times, but then me getting brought back, like, there was always something there and they saw it. It's just a matter of time, man. And sometimes the time isn't when you want it to be. But at the same time, it's like, it doesn't mean you just quit and roll over just because it's not happening when you want to. Like, you gotta stay in the trials. Like, that's everybody. Everybody's going to go through their humps and their downfalls and, you know, their struggle. That's just how the business works and how life works. But you just got to keep getting up and fighting every day.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
You know, and I'm going to ask this because, like, when you have embraced your journey, mm-hmm. do you like 100% that, like, hey, I love this is the journey I had to travel because it made me this, this, and this? Or do you ever look and say, like, you know, I wish I would have had just a little bit different of a journey just to be at this mm-hmm. point? Or do you just say, like, this is it? I love it because it's made me this.
You know, I firmly believe, like, comparison is the thief of joy. You know, and comparing to somebody else's journey and how they had to get it, you know, that takes away from where you're at and what you're experiencing and everything and just being in the moment. But the human side of me, yeah, like, do I wish I would have been a drafted guy? Yeah. Would my journey have been easier? Yeah, definitely, probably. You know, would I have had more opportunities sooner? Yeah. But that wasn't what God had for me, you know, and that's okay with me because I knew that my journey wasn't only going to affect me, but it was going to be able to touch other people. And the amount of people, talking about adults, guys in the league, younger guys that have looked at my story and been like, dude, like, the way you've approached it and the way you've went about it has changed my entire thought process of how I deal with, like, adversity and, like, going through the struggle. That's resonated with me more than, you know, wanting to be the first, the you know, a day two pick or day three pick and, you know, all that stuff, you know, because, like, it goes to show, like, you know, Dan Quinn calls me. He's like, hey, man, like, I've seen your journey. And I've seen how you've had to just, like, get it out the mud and, like, you're a dog. And, like, that affects people, right? Like, people have an appreciation for people that have to go bust their ass to get it, right? If it's not handed to you, you got to work for it. Like, it means something more to you, right?
Yeah.
And that's just what it's meant to me. And so as much as, you know, the human side of me would wish it would be different, like, my heart doesn't never – I would if I had to do it over again, I'd walk it the same way. Mm-hmm. As crazy as that's how I'd walk it the same way.
How much did that video last year after the Pro Bowl, the announcement, the way they told you, how much do you still hear about that? And how did that resonate with others? Because that was powerful.
Man, I was in the grocery store literally like 2 days ago, because I live where I'm from, right? So okay. Like, obviously people know me here, but like, you compare last year to every year before, like, people knew I was in the NFL, but they didn't know, like, what was going on really. The response to that, like, still to this day, like, I'm still having people congratulate me on a Pro Bowl like I made it last year again. You know, like, it was an impactful moment because I think everybody just in life resonated with that moment of, like, you bust your ass, you work hard, you get knocked down, you get back up, you fight again, and then you finally get there. And it's just like, that was just a real raw emotion moment of, like, everybody being able to relate to that in some way or some form, right? And so, like I said, like, people appreciate hard work, right? It's just something that, as humans, we all can kind of identify with and just be like, I get that. Like, I understand that because I've had to go through that or I'm going through that at the time right now. So, like, the response to that, and even still to this day, is, like, it's nuts, you know? Like, I anywhere I go, if I even go to the store or to the gas station, somebody's going to know, you know, about that Pro Bowl video. Or they saw the ESPN special, you know, the like a year after that. And everybody's just, like, very, very, you know, appreciative of that. And it's very humbling for me because it's like, you know, I'm doing it the right way.
You're talking about the humbling too, because you is it hard when you finally get that point? Do you have to remind yourself, don't get comfortable because I want to stay here? Do you know what I'm saying? Like, like, when you're running that journey, like, it never mm-hmm. ends.
Mm-hmm. Never. It doesn't. And that's the part that I think a lot of people lose sight of, is just because you get to the mountain. Just because you get to the top of the mountain, that doesn't mean it's over, right? Like, there's a mountain, and then there's Mount Everest, right? Like, you got to climb a higher mountain peak than the one that you're at right now, right? And so it really wasn't, because the approach that I had to this year, man, like, I was on a pace. It's wild. You know, when I got hurt, Nate Catcher told me, he was like, Dude, you're on a pace to have double the numbers that you had this year or last year. And I'm like, what? He's like, yeah, man. Like, you had seven tackles in really four games. Like, I think the top guy this year finished with like 14.
Yeah.
You know, so like, I was just really hungry to do it again and prove, like, this one no fluke. This is who I am, right? Like, this is not just a one-hit wonder kind of thing. Like, no, I'm going to keep showing up, and I'm going to keep showing up. And even when you try to double me or even whatever you try to do, like, I'm going to keep showing up, and you just can't stop me. It didn't create a complacent mindset. I can tell you that much. I was pissed, you know, yeah. And it was like, I just wanted to, like, prove everybody, like, no, this isn't a fluke. Like, this is what I do.
I think it's hard to climb that mountain. I think it's harder to stay there.
Yeah, 1,000%. It is harder to stay there because at this point now, like in football terms, like you're getting game plan for now, right? Like yeah. It started a little bit the year before, but then that second year, like this year, it really started to like, I'm getting double teamed and I got like somebody spying for me. And like, now you got to get really in a different tool bag. You got to find ways to win. And I was doing that like at a very high level. It challenged me because it made me have to really dig deeper to find ways to win and, you know, and to be successful. And that was just a new challenge for me that I accepted. And I was like, hell yeah, bring it on. Like, whatever y'all going to do, hell, you can bring 10 guys about me. I'm going to find a way to win.
And the funny thing is people don't realize even with special teams, when they're doing that, other guys are now free to go make plays. It's just like, exactly. It's just like NBA. If you're doubling one guy, somebody else is open.
Somebody got a one-on-one.
Yeah.
Somebody got a one.
The other thing I want to ask you about too, is we talked about this last year is, you know, you have that list of when you were cut. You still have that. And where do you keep it?
Yeah. Heck yeah. I got that. I got, you know, it's they send you a letter, you know, usually it's like a termination. The termination of contract. My dad's got it in his office in his files. I actually need to go get that with my W-2s. But it's just a termination of contract. You know, they tell you it's three things, you know, or this injury. You know, it's play wasn't up to what we saw as satisfactory. And then another one was like conduct detrimental. And every year the check was on the, you know, play wasn't satisfactory to, you know, and that was just a reminder that like, yeah, ain't enough, you know, and like whatever you thought was enough ain't enough. So you got to go harder, you know? And so heck yeah, I kept those because it was just a reminder of, you know, I had to go bust my ass even more, you know, and this is what, at the end of the day, this was the journey that I have, you know, and I got to embrace it.
Do you keep those in your locker?
Nah, so in my locker, I used to have one in my locker. It was actually from the 2021 year when I got released after the 20 season, where I thought like, okay, maybe I climbed over this mountain. I got the 2021 one, and I kept that one in my locker for a while. But then when my mom passed, you know, I put up, you know, one of the letters that she had wrote me, and then I had a letter in there from this kid named Tucker that I met actually in 2019 at camp in Richmond. You know, he had a health problem that didn't, you know, his legs were, he had to have several surgeries, right? And, you know, he was one of the guys that he told me, like, this was when I was nobody. He was like, I look up to you. And like, basically he was telling me like, he wished he could do what I did. You know, and that puts it into perspective of every day, like no matter how shitty the situation might feel for me, like somebody got it worse, man. And it's people looking at to me for just motivation to keep going, even when it's tough, you know? And so I kept that one in my locker really till this year. I got it. It's in my box with my cleats and everything. So it'll go up, you know, in Washington or wherever I end up at.
That's pretty cool. And that's like when you can draw some sort of, you know, emotion or feeling from it or reasoning, whatever, that it can really help you.
Oh, 1,000%. It's just it gives you more purpose and it gives you perspective, honestly, just on like your situation is never as bad as you think it is, right? And it's never as tough or it's never as hard. Like there's always light at the end of the tunnel. You just got to keep going, you know, at the end of the day.
You wonder what all this means for you beyond football when you're, because at some point this all ends, right? But like
correct.
When you have these, when you approach it this way, there's, I don't know. I just think it's like, it sets you up for way beyond this game.
I mean,
and I'm not trying to rush you out of the game.
No, no, no. 1,000%. That's a real statement, because you know, when you get hurt, this is the first major injury I've ever had, right? So like when you get hurt, like you have to sit down for a long time. You have to think about things, right? And I had a long time to think. I got hurt in October. I didn't really start walking until December. Hey, buddy, you want to say hey, buddy?
There you go.
Fuck out last now, papa. But like it sat me down and I had to really think about life, right? And so I, you know, always said to myself that, like, you know, what kept me in the business just as much as it was like potential and talent, it was character, right? And character in life will take you a lot further than your talent will, because in today's society, like, it's not a lot of that anymore. Like, right, character's not a trait that's very, it's not relished as much as it was, you know, maybe when you were younger, my parents were younger, right? And so that'll take me further than, you know, anything. And so I've always prided myself on that, because, you know, it costs nothing and it takes no effort to just be a good human or try to your best. We all have faults. We all have our issues, right? That's what makes us human. But, you know, it doesn't take anything to just be a good person, you know, treat everybody with respect, you know, be respectful, and do everything that you can out of a place of love, right? That doesn't take any effort, you know. That's the one thing where it's like, it's free, really. And so, yeah, I've thought about that 1,000%. And, you know, I've been asked to do all kind of different things, write a book, be a motivational speaker, get into coaching. I've heard all the different type of avenues.
I could see each one of those for you. I mean, but that's why I say, like, you, the way you embrace journey, mm-hmm. process and all that will serve you well after this game ends for you.
I appreciate that, man. It's I think if, you know, everybody, and don't get me wrong, like I have moments where, like, I have my human moments where I'm just like, this sucks, right? Like, this is terrible. I think anybody who goes through any kind of adversity, they all have that. But it's just the ability to, like, have a conscious decision to be like, okay, yeah. My coach used to say it all the time. He's like, embrace the suck.
Yeah.
Like, embrace the suck, period. You know, big shout out to Coach Pearson. This is when I was like a freshman or sophomore in college. He's like, embrace the suck. And I just think that as a society, if we could all do that, like, we would be in a much better place as far as just approach to things, right? And, you know, at the end of the day, like, nobody's going to feel sorry for you, right? Like, everybody's going through their own process and everybody's going through their own suck, whatever it may be. But just embracing it and being thankful, even though it's terrible right now for where you are, because when you look back on it, you know, however long that may be, and you say, like, I needed this to happen for me to be who I am today, not just as a person, or not just as a player, but as a person as well.
Jeremy, man, listen, I appreciate your time. And the one thing I will say, like, I think this locker room can use you back, and I think it'd be great for this team to sign you back. You're one of the last guys I'd ever worry about beyond this game because of this approach. So I think, you know, that's a credit to you, but I just, that's why I've always appreciated when you're in there. So I appreciate you coming on.
No, and I appreciate you, man. I told you this when I left, like, you know, you're one of the best at what you do, man. And, you know, for guys like me, you know, it's tough with the media and everything. You know, sometimes it could be twisted against you, and sometimes, you know, it just is what it is. But, you know, you're one of the guys that does it right, you know, and I will always appreciate that. And your approach to things and, you know, how you just go about your business, you know, makes me want to be a better pro in that aspect. So I appreciate that.
Well, thank you for saying that. But yeah, so hopefully we see each other again real soon. So
nah, hopefully so. You know, that's the goal, man. So hopefully everything goes smooth.
Thanks, man.
Yes, sir.
That's it for this episode. Thanks to Jeremy for joining me. And thank you, as always, for tuning in. I'll be back with another episode on Thursday. So I'll talk to you next time.